As you just sang Psalm 146 and we highlighted verse 2, so we turn now to Psalm 146, verse 2 for our scripture for our sermon this morning. Hear now the word of the Lord. Psalm 146, verse 2. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Let me read that again. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Well, as last week, especially in the morning, so this week, as I was seeking the Lord on what to be preaching for him while we're still in transition, I kept thinking of this verse and other verses we'll share, particularly this part, while I have my being. I think I was particularly thinking of my body, although this relates to the soul too, but in the body here on earth, while I have my being, I still have my being. I'm going to go praise the Lord. The way I'm feeling physically and how that is affecting me mentally has me thinking of you all and how I'm pretty sure many of you have similarly come to worship this morning because of different reasons. Some, I think, similar to mine in terms of what I was up to yesterday, but other reasons. Perhaps you came almost literally, as I almost literally came to worship today, limping, bent over, exhausted, spent, aching. It's funny how sometimes you didn't realize you had certain muscles. But also, you came here alive, ready and willing to worship. I kind of had this psalm in view, coming to worship as you might be. This is all I've got, but I bring it to you, Lord. I am all I got, but I bring me to you, Lord. And this is the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and this is worship. Well, why am I expressing that I've had to limp along here and come aching up here to worship with you? I spent all day and into the night moving all my stuff from the old office to the new. As you know, there's been some delays. Be praying for our contractor and his son, 11-year-old, who actually had cancer and needed to have it cut out. So there's been some delays. I've been waiting on a few things. But as I was sitting in my office and really feeling the need to get my things in order, I was studying those bookshelves and said, I think I can make it fit. And I moved everything over. I polished all the shelves. I vacuumed all the books and carted them over. Got them all in and organized them. Fixed some things. Got all my stuff from my desk. And it took a while. But I'm at the stage of my life where I feel it. I was on the phone with Abraham briefly yesterday, taking a break, sitting on a chair. And I said, hey, buddy, I better get going or I won't be able to get up. I could feel the body starting to say, okay, we're done. Time to shut down. Oh, no, I'm not done yet. You got to keep moving. You know what I mean? You can't stop. Because once you stop, you're stopped. I said to Fernanda later after I finished later in the evening when I was going to do some reading and study before I came home. I said, I won't stay studying too long. Don't worry. Or I'll be stuck at my desk chair. I won't be able to get up. I won't be able to go. I am aching. I even teased with her. I just had visions of my dad. I can relate now, you know, when I was a teenager or a young man and he'd be doing too much in one day. I'm kind of like my dad. I try to get too much done at one moment and then be done with it. And I just remember him when I was walking back and forth yesterday around the building. I've become my dad. I could say, I understand now. I feel it. I'm getting old. Many of our kids are sick, as you know, so the little time I had to sleep last night was broken up throughout the night. My eyes feel sunken. My voice is a little crackly. My throat is sore. But I can still lift them up to the Lord and make a joyful noise because I'm here. I'm able to be here. And while I am having my being, I am going to praise the Lord, as I trust has been your same thought today, however you got yourself here. These verses were like my theme. They were like my anthem last night, to just trust the Lord would provide for us today and to come to worship the Lord in the church today with you. Envisioning you similarly creaking and cracking perhaps as you came here, if you will, but also committed to do so as well. And I just felt encouraged to think about us coming from our different places and our different situations with our aches and pains and what have you, committed to coming together to worship the Lord because we can, because we're here. Now, of course, I don't think I need to give the disclaimer, but we're referring to those who are sick and praying for them. There are times you have to stay home, of course. But there are a lot of times where we could use excuses to stay home when, in fact, they could be, we can transform into this thing. While I have my being, I will praise the Lord. You see, while we live, we will praise our living God. I give that to you as the main idea of this verse and its context. While we live, we will praise our living God. So long as we have life in our bones, we can bring them to bless the Lord, as brittle as they may be or even broken. If we have breath in our lungs, we can have praises in our mouths and bring them both to worship God in the congregation great through the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 63 verse 4 says, "Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name." But why will he bless the Lord while he lives? Verse 3 of Psalm 63 says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life." And where will he do this? Verse 2 of Psalm 63, "To see thy power and thy glory, so have I seen thee in the sanctuary." Because it's personal. Our text today says, "My God, the Lord," but then it says, "I'll praise my God." I want to meet with my God, my personal Lord and Savior, in person, in his special presence, as he meets with us in the sanctuary. Psalm 63, the beauty of it, it talks about worshiping the Lord in the morning and worshiping the Lord at night. So the whole time just thinking of praising the Lord, but particularly having in view gathering together to worship the Lord in his holy temple. But notice the volition again as we study this recently, the volition, "I will do this." It's an act of the will. He says, "I will," twice in this verse. "I will, while I have my being, while I have my life, I will be found praising the Lord." What will he do? Praise the Lord. Beloved, may your resolve all your days be that of our verse today, as is also said in Psalm 104, verse 33. "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being." And I actually was thinking particularly of that verse. It's almost the same exact words as our text today. But I like to look it up and see, did I preach this before? And in fact, I had. I preached on this in 2018, and the sermon message for you then was purpose to praise the Lord. Purpose to praise the Lord. And the idea of this text was the psalmist expresses a commitment to always praise God along the way of his life. You don't know, you can't know what is going to happen in your life, but you do know and you can know how you will be living it. Recognize you are living it and wanting to give praise to the giver of life. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13, verse 15. I'm sharing from you a little more from that sermon. May you purpose to live out your purpose. Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer number one. Your chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Like this psalm, responding in and resolving to praise the Lord. A little bit of a side note here to encourage you. You might not be breathing at the moment. You might not have your being here on earth at the moment. Thus, you wouldn't be here blessing the Lord and receiving his blessing in special worship. At least not here with your body, frail as it may be. Psalm 6, verse 5 reads, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" Now, certainly, there the Christians' souls are worshiping the Lord in heaven. But in terms of giving a witness here on this earth, advancing the kingdom, the dead don't have their being to be present in worshiping the Lord. In a sense, you could say their singing is silent, their witness is silent to the earth. Psalm 115, verse 17 reads, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." Beloved, let me assure you, you're not dead yet. You have your being. While you're living, you have the opportunity to be worshiping and praising and serving the Lord. So here, with your living ears, Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now that's the last psalm. That's closing this altar. Let everyone who hath breath praise the Lord. You have breath? I assure you, I'm watching you, you're breathing. It is a blessing to be alive and blessing the Lord. So see in today's sermon, verse 5, verse that we looked at recently, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." We looked at that last week, I believe, and the message was, "Know how to be happy." And that was a follow-up from the text before, in an interesting text with Habakkuk, I believe. Make a habit of happiness. Not so unrelated to the other sermon, count your many blessings. But notice this, he's saying in verse 2, "While I live, I will praise the Lord. While I have my being, I will praise the Lord." However I have to cart myself here, however I have to limp along the way of life serving the Lord, I'm still limping. It means I'm still alive. I may be moving in an awkward way, but I'm still moving. And so I can still be blessing and praising the Lord. And that's what I choose to do with my being while I have it. While the Lord gives me breath, I will praise him. While the Lord gives me life, I will live for him. And there is your happiness. Verse 5. I think it's kind of nice to be able to say, while I'm keeled over and feeling pain, praise the Lord that I'm alive and I have a body that can still do these things. though not nearly as impressive as in my 20s. And I hope no one's watching. But I'm getting it done. And I'm feeling lots of aches and pains. But I'm alive to feel aches and pains. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm still able to show up and serve Him. Amen. And right now, I'm still able to show up to church and worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Are you breathing? Then be blessing the Lord your God. Praise Jesus Christ, who breathed life in you and is the Son of the living God. As I mentioned recently, I can't help but think again, as one of you often says while we're gathering at church before we start, and you're asked, how are you doing? Your answer is, I'm here. But it's not with resignation. It's not with resentment. It's like, that's something. That's saying something. I'm here. Amen. And so you are. And thus you are blessed. And thus may you bless the Lord while you have your being. Praise the Lord that you will praise the Lord even when you die. Your soul will be raised into heaven. And praise the Lord that in the end your bodies will be raised from the grave and you will be singing praises to Him with your perfected beings in eternity. And there, it won't hurt. And it won't be hard to get there. Meanwhile, however you feel, feel that you feel. You are alive. You have your being. Before you lift your bodies from the pews animated by your souls, while you have your being, bless your Lord. Let's continue to do that together, including when we partake of the Lord's Supper. And with our bodies, we taste and see the Lord is good. We taste and feel the wine and smell it. We taste and feel the bread and swallow it and say, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. While you have your being, bless your Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You that we have our being, not to be taken for granted, so quickly can be taken from us. And we know it is not just we who are a little bit older, but even our young have many things that can cause them discouragement. And pray, Lord, that You encourage them. They have their being. They can be here, Lord, in their body and spirit and give You worship. And this is the calling upon their life. This is Your calling upon our life to praise You and enjoy You. And we can say, regardless of what's happening, even if we do need to be in our sickbed, while I have my being, I will praise the Lord. While I have my breath, I will sing praises unto the Lord my God. Encouraged to know that this singing will just continue into eternity as You lead us through the valley of the shadow of death and into the celestial city and resurrect our bodies at the last great day when the new Jerusalem will come out of heaven onto this earth. Lord, thank You that You have given us our being in Christ, our union in Him as Your body. We abide in You for life and to bear fruit. And may our fruit be praise. And may we particularly be giving a witness that when we're struggling, when we're feeling the effects of sin in our aging or different things going on, yet we can remember we're alive and we can say, while I have my being, I will praise the Lord. And I still have my being. We do thank You, Lord God. Help us to bless You, to bring ourselves to the body of Christ as the temple of the Holy Spirit, especially on Your holy day, and bless You. Thankful to be alive and to be able to be here yet still. Thankful for the hope of the resurrection and the new life to come with our new bodies, where it won't hurt anymore and it won't be difficult. There'll be no tears. and no death. So much we have to bless you for. Our own existence. Remembering that it was in our mother's womb that you were there with us. And you are with us still, even to our old age and into eternity, O great shepherd of the sheep. Thank you for being here with us. And we pray in Jesus' name. And all your people said, Amen.